Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to welcome to the stage Vicky Lee and Russ the Mule Center Whitehead.
Okay, let's get this one thing straight. I've been working with a mule center? Well, the last place we played, they did press on it, and they called him Russ the Washboard Whitehead, so no telling who he is tonight. Well, his real name is Russ Whitehead, but we call him Papa Whitehead. My little song for all the ladies tonight. I have two songs for you, but this is the first. Oh, come along, you pretty girls, listen to my story. Girl, I live a single life, there's a life of belonging. I'm so well, a handsome man, cause my heart was lonely. Super alimony, to pay me alimony, to pay me alimony. I had a book in every court in town to pay for alimony. But he said he saw right through me and he thought I was a phony. The first thing that I told the judge was I wanted alimony. His pocketbook he threw away and fed on stale baloney. Cause every time he made a dime, I wanted alimony. To pay me alimony, to pay me alimony. I had him up in every court in town to pay me alimony. This is the sensitive part of the song. One day a message came to me, said he was slowly sinking. I quickly rushed up to his side to see what he was thinking. And in that saddest hour of life, my heart was cold and stony. He lifted up his mournful head, I whispered, alimony, just get yourself a handsome man and sit for alimony. Good morning, Judge. As Keith Richards would say, it's nice to be anywhere. We're having a lot of fun playing around Northern California and parts unknown, mostly parts unknown. I've known Russ for a long time, and when we first met, we both lived in the Bay Area, and I had a band that worked a lot out here in the Bay Area. Across the street at Gallagher's. Remember, I think it was the Elegant Farmer first, and it was Gallagher's. And I used to plead with Russ, oh, join my band. But he was so busy, and we were making good money. And Russ said, no, I can't, I'm too busy. So I had this rockabilly outfit in Sacramento called Sticky Vicky and the Pinecones. And Albert used to come up and play with us. He was a real good sport. And I asked Russ if he, you know, I said, well, you're too busy, you can't play with us. And now that we lived way far away and the gigs are really far away and they paid really bad money, Russ said, yeah, I'll be in the band. So we've been, and then we kind of, you know, the band with the economics, and now we're a duo. But anyway, nice to be here. Nice to see you all. Thanks for coming out. And boy, Albert is, he's on fire. So you're going to love this show. With your eyes lit up and your dress it don't know what to do. You're my favorite thing, my sweet Cavalier. You have saved my life. I got to leave you here. Oh, Virginia. No one can bore you. Oh, Virginia. I have got to, when winter comes, how the cold moves through, oh Virginia, no one can warn you. You should begin. I can't give you word, this will all kick in. There's no good way home, there's no place to rest. There's no room down here for a pretty mess. Oh, Virginia. No one can warn you, oh Virginia. I have tried to. When the winter comes and the cold moves through, oh Virginia, no one can warn you. Don't know it yet with your brand new kiss. You don't want to stay here and live like this. The worst I could do, oh, what would I be if I kept for myself better than me, oh Virginia. No one can warn you, oh Virginia. I have tried to. When winter comes and the cold moves through, oh Virginia. No one can warn you, oh Virginia. Tonight, we're going to get to that a little bit later on, but we have more than one special guest. We have three of them, kind of in a way, if you count Russ's alternate personalities. And you're going to see what I mean here.
All right, we figured out I got to do a song here, but I'm used to my 20-piece orchestra behind me, so we're going to do it with just the bass. This is something that Waylon Jennings did a little long time ago. Anybody remember him? Yeah. This is one that Willie Nelson wrote for him. Kick drum. A long time forgotten, her dreams had just fell by the way. The good life he's promised ain't what she's living today. Oh, Willie. Though she don't understand him, she does the best she can. Cause she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-hearted man. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-hearted man. She loves me in spite of my ways, Lord, she don't understand. Though she don't understand him, she does the best that she can. Cause she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. Where's my harmonica? She likes a nightlife and bright lights and good time and fun. And when that part is all over, she'll welcome him back home again. Though she never complains about the bad times and bad things he's done for her, she just talks about those good times they've had and all the good times to come. Well, she's a good-hearted woman in love with a good time and man. She loves me in spite of my Mickey Mouse way, she don't understand. Through teardrops and laughter, we'll pass through this world hand in hand. Good-hearted woman in love with her good time and man. With this good-hearted woman in love with her good time and man. Lost it for a minute there. I found it at the last second. Well, this is a.
You want to try this? We have a request.
We had a request from, I think, with the janitor or someone out here. As we walked in, he said, "You know any Sinatra?" And I said, "Well, you know." He said, "I don't think this is the crowd for Sinatra. I think it's a little more." And Vicky said, "I know a Sinatra." So Vicky's going to do a Sinatra for you right now.
Gonna walk all over you. band. You keep losing when you're out of the pit. You keep receiving when you ought to be a changer. Yeah. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right, yeah. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't have been playing. You keep saying that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches. Yeah. And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. For these boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. Ready, boots? Start walking.
Thank you.
To our janitor, I hope that made him happy.
Boots, but I'm always shoe challenged, and tonight I wore the shoes that don't stay on my feet at all, so never get the clothes right. Oh man, he stole the set list. Oh, these are those water bottles you can never open. You ever check these out? You can't. Okay, oh thanks. This is called audience participation. That's all you need, my book. Anyway, here's the song that goes out to the ladies, and it's about men, but not the nice men that open my bottle of water. This is not for you, this song. It's not about you at all. But anyway, of course, when Albert plays, he has a draw of all the guitar players in 200-mile radius. And it's always a challenge, you know, what to know what to play. And so I figured, well, I was going to do something for the ladies, and so I sat down and I wrote a song that I knew that ladies could identify with. At least, it's kind of the story of my life, in a way, but not anybody who knows me. This is not about you. This is just all those guys that we don't talk about. As a matter of fact, this one person inspired this song, and you know, he was like, really, seemed like he was so handsome for such a long time. And one day he came to my house and the light hit him a certain way. And I looked at him and I thought, God, you know, in a certain light, he looks so bad. And this idea came to me. He was being very authoritarian to me at that time. He was telling me something. He really wanted me to take notes. And said, And I had a pen and paper, you know, and I'm a songwriter. And I'm looking at him and the light's hitting him really bad. And the song came to me, and I'm writing the entire song as I'm looking at him, and he thought I was taking notes about what he was talking about. And I couldn't wait for him to leave, because like the whole song was done, even the melody was in my head. And so, God, I got a song out of it, and I thought, this is perfect for ladies, because, God, there's so much truth in it. But, no, none of you guys here tonight, it's not about you, so don't worry about that. And all the guys I know, like I said, it's not you. But
Those fine chiseled features, that aquiline nose, they grow grotesquely absurd. Especially when punctuated with those mispronounced cliches words that you used to find cute, but now just make you puke. Stupidity has its rewards. For a chance not to lie on what's no longer right, what definitely has run its course. He used to be charming, it seems quite alarming. How quickly does fame the prize go? And why is it every handsome young prince eventually becomes the toad? Those flowers and bowers and sunsets and moons, you aren't on a tilt to whirl. When love was so pleasing, the taunting and teasing that thrilled your respectable world. Now the butterflies have gone back to cocoons, caterpillars abound. Where once you were flying with head in the clouds, both feet are now planted aground. He used to be charming, it seems quite alarming. How quickly does fame the prize roll? And why is it every handsome young prince eventually becomes the toad? You gives your poor belly a turn. You feign a cute headache when slovenly bedmate makes his course overtures. Overture. You'll daydream most nightly of some handsome white knight who, free from shackle and chain, but it reminds with remorse he's on the same course. All princes are one and the same. They used to be charming, it seems quite alarming. How quickly does fame the prize roll? And why isn't every handsome young prince eventually becomes the toad? Why isn't every handsome young prince too soon?
Thank you. You're very nice. You know, let's hear for the sound guys here. Nobody ever gives the sound man a hand. And you know, you can't have a show without the sound man. I think we're going to skip a couple tunes so we can allow our special guest some more time, because we know you're going to love him. He's really, really special. But we're going to carry on to, this is a song we'd like to do for Albert, because Albert used to play with the Everly Brothers, and this is an Everly Brothers song. And we had two of them in the set, but we're sort of editing as we go. But this is a fun song, and for all you who are around our age, you'll know all the words to this, so sing along.
Mid-30s.
No, that's our IQ collectively.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
With great ears of honey.
He's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny, he's a joker. Gotta try to see my baby.
He's a bird dog.
sings a love song like a bird. He sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my gal, what a howl. He's just a wolf dog on the ground. Johnny wants to fly away, puppy love my baby, he's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better find lovey-dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chicken little of your own. Johnny kissed a teacher, he's a bird. He tiptoed up to reach her, he's a bird. Now he's a teacher's pet now, he's a dog. What he wants he can get now, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby, he's a bird dog. Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better be my lovey-dub alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find your little love your own.
He's a bird. He's a dog. He's a bird dog.
Not only had that rockabilly band that still does occasionally perform, mostly like in places that are totally enclavatic. Is that a word? Is there really such a word? Well, anyway, any place that's like way too hot or way too cold is where we will be. Like last weekend, we were in Guerneville. It was a great gig, great people, great party, great food. And they said, oh, you're playing in the boathouse. But what they neglected to tell us is that we were like outside the boathouse. And it was like the coldest night ever in Guerneville. So that's where the pine cones play. Anything that just really is undoable and unworkable, like Death Valley and the hottest day of the year, that's where it will be. So, but where was I? I was babbling about something. Anyway, I can't say any more words because someone's coming up here who does all the talking. And I got to save a lot of words for him. Okay, this is our little song from the Sticky Vicky and the Pinecones era. It's a psychobilly.
First.
Pennsylvanian with 20 black cats, and I was an aristocrat under a hat. A hollow of honey with a skirt made of grass. You're still going nowhere and you're getting it fast. Find a fast girl from Slovenia. She's just like a hummingbird. Oh, a fast girl from Slovenia. She's gonna go to every curve. She get there first. She get there first. She get there first. She get there first.
Difficult. There's a lot of really good YouTube videos out there because I had the flu once and I was bored and I needed something to do. So I went on YouTube and learned how to yodel while I had the flu. So if I can do it with 102 fever, anybody can do it. So basically you need to find the break in your voice. And how you do that, you go, See, there's mine. So you kind of got to start low. And that's your breaking point. That's where you can yodel. Now we're going to do two yodeling songs and bring up our special guest. So by the time he gets up here, you guys are going to be yodeling champs. So feel free to, you know, join us when we yodel. We're doing the tandem yodeling event, difficulty factor of 12 up here. And so just come and join us because we'll feel better about it. Yeah, the food is really good here. Let's hear it for the food here. I mean, that's part of the reason we can't really sing because we ate too much food. But it was so good. But then it was like the pick is sticking to my fingers. And it's still sticking to me.
I wanna be a cowboy, sweetheart. I wanna learn to rope and ride. I wanna ride through the plains of the desert and west along the great divide. I wanna hear the coyotes sing as the sun sets in the west. I wanna be a cowboy, sweetheart. That's the life I love the best. Get a lady, hey, hey.
I wanna ride an old bay, move a monorail and feel the wind blow in my face. A thousand miles away from law, moving at a cowhand's pace. I wanna pillow my head beneath the open sky as the sun sets in the west. I wanna strum my guitar and yodel in a tea. That's the life I love the best.
Oh,
Something over here. We've never tried this, but this is a song that was done back originally in 1926, about the year we were born, wasn't it? And it was done by Jimmy Rogers originally, then it was done by Bill Monroe, Dolly Parton even did this song.
Wasn't there another guy that talks all the time, yeah. Ramblin' Jackson?
Ramblin' Jack Elliott, he was my favorite when he did it there.
Yeah, he's everybody's favorite.
Fenderman did it.
I wonder what he's doing these days. Is he still around?
I think he's living in California.
Is he really? Yeah. Anybody heard. Seen him around lately?
Not
you
years.
Seen Ramblin' Jack anywhere?
Okay. Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, sir. Do you need another mule, Skinner? Down on your new mud line. Hey. Well, I'm an old mule Skinner.
Hell, you are.
Down from old Kentucky. I can make an old mule listen, or I won't accept your pay. Thank you.
This is the original Neil Schnell coming this day.
Yeah, we searched high and low to get us a real rambler tonight. We like to bring Albert little gifts, and we've been saving up for that Ferrari, but sorry, Albert, best we can do is the Rambler again.
Sorry, Ferrari.
You need help, Jack?
Seeger, who was playing in a little storefront over in Sausalito, and I fell asleep in Pete's performance. Oh, it was a wonderful performance, but it took a long time hitching up, you know, got kind of sleepy, and I woke up, he was singing a wonderful song toward the end of that show called Addie Yo-Yo, and I loved that song. I just had tears in my eyes. Woke up with tears in my eyes. And Pete always says, go over to Oakland High School. And there's a guy playing over there. He said he wasn't going to be able to do it and make it. But a fellow named K.C. Douglas was going to be playing over there, blues man. And so I went there and I saw K.C. Douglas. And he was real good, had a suit and tie and everything, played good too. But the big surprise was an unexpected local gentleman playing, who lived right here in Oakland, a man named Jesse Fuller. He was a one-man band. Played about 5 minutes and was all at one time. And he wrote this song. It's been my favorite song ever since. So I just like to can't get warmed up to that San Francisco Bay Blues. Baby, land my body, San Francisco Bay. Ocean liner, she gone so far away. Didn't mean to treat her so bad. Best gal I ever have had. She said goodbye like an angel cried. I wanna lay down and die. Haven't got an eagle. She don't come back, I think we're gonna lose my mind. She ever come back to stay, spend another brand new day, walking with my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. Live a while in another city, just about to go insane. Sound like I heard my baby the way she used to call my name. If you ever come back to stay, spend another brand new day, walking with my baby
baby.
Devices are. These are IUDs. These are, yes they are, they're intonation undoing devices. No matter where you put them on your guitar, as I've demonstrated clearly all night, it immediately makes your guitar sound completely out of tune. And we do this to keep ourselves humble. See what I mean? Never fails, sounds out of tune.
Well, the cuckoo, he's a pretty bird, and she warbles as she flies, but she never says cuckoo till the 5th day of July.
July.
Albert is on his way. Just in the building. Albert and his fantastic band.